Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Spud Boys.
Asking someone to bend her knees. Early morning, bend your knee. Adam as we sack boy.
So mommy can
I have a big problem with some of the songs musicians of today produce.
Oh Andy, you are one to talk.
I think this was safe.
And then they said, I can't hear you. The rest are bad, eh? Or oh, they are worse.
I think this was safe. I think it's just, I think my okay, this was my idea. Mm. The knees and bend is actually a dance, a type of dance that is called knees and bend.
Are you going to show and us if I play the music right now?
Let's play, let's go.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Listeners, let's see how it's done.
You see the video?
You have a video for it on YouTube?
So
wait.
Safe.
When the knees and bend. Adjun Bunny watching bah, you this boy. Adjun Bunny watching. The way Ria was looking at you.
Ria, so you get it now.
Oh, no,
like you've fallen already.
Who?
Hey.
Don't worry.
Do you like the song?
Oh yeah, yeah, it's a nice song. I actually saw the visualizer on was it Instagram or Twitter? Yeah,
I think you had it.
You've been following him.
No, wow. I actually clicked after I saw him do the dance. So I actually told him, oh, I think I've seen you on social media.
Continue bending Nadia and if they've seen it.
Why, you didn't see it?
Unfortunately, no.
Oh, okay.
How am I going to bend my knees? Bending my sorry, be man of the end.
Safe. I did one with old men. Like, 60,
are you 70. Kidding me? Get out of the studio. Get out. Hey. Sack this boy. Get him out of the studio right now. Get out.
Why are you so triggered? Are you an old
no,
man?
No, but why would he say I did it with old men as an old
oh,
man?
Oh, no. You're not an old man. So if an old man is able to
that means
do
you
it.
Care for
I see.
You
leave. Go. Don't come back. Huh?
You too.
I'm sorry.
I'm offended heavily.
I am sorry.
No, Andy, are you old?
No, but what at all will make him say that? Oh, but don't worry, I even did it with an old.
Not. How is Andy taking it?
I take serious offense.
I'm sorry.
I mean, it was put in a certain context.
No, it hit a nerve, did it?
I
it hit a nerve, right?
Speak about it again.
Did it hit a nerve, Andy?
Actually, thank you very much for coming here.
Oh, Andy, so fast.
So fast, yeah.
I apologize for any inconvenience caused.
You've not caused any. You are wasting the case. Which inconvenience? What's your favorite on the EP?
I think my favorite is Blessing. Yeah, Blessing. That's my favorite. That speaks about me and my journey. So I think that song was what I really put myself into, put my whole situation at that moment. I think fortunately I was down that moment when I was recording the song.
Really?
But I had that sense of appreciation that anything that I go through, no matter how it is, no matter what it is, the Almighty needs to be praised and you need to appreciate whatever you're going through, because the biggest thing you ever have is life.
Mm.
So it embodies that whole concept. That's why it's my favorite.
Mm. Okay, listeners. Let's end it all with a blessing. Where do we get the EP?
So the EP is available on all streaming platforms as usual, and also my handle. When you go to my page, I have several videos that several contents I'm promoting the EP with. Great content. So I'll see official on social media platforms everywhere. So be a and go check in.
You mentioned the social media platforms again.
RC Official.
RC
on
Official.
Twitter.
RCEE.
RCEE Official.
Right.
On Twitter.
Let me read some comments on Facebook. Donny Harris says, good morning, Ofandi. Peterson Flames says, Maza, Maza, Maza. He be camouflaging. Bend their knees. He says, King Solomon last born. I see. Solomon Akonoba Akume says, Mr. Andy is a very nice song. Ablekumanana Lays. He says, salute from afar, legendary, magnificent Andy. Andy, please remember you promised me a production. Hey, Nana Lays. Lays, now, there's a Uyakin Sako. Who knows about Benny Obia? But it's magnificent. Magnificent. And yeah, Muma me more lyrics. More. Who about TBTF is who? Edwina Manfosa, the guy is hot. Andy, thanks for helping the youth, the backbone of HFM. Malik said, we are stand up. Let me see something. She just kissed her teeth. It's a serious issue. Don't mind them, eh?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Rhea is about to stand. She will mind me, but she won't mind any of you. Listeners, let's end it all with blessings from RC. When are the videos coming out?
I have visualizers for each of the songs, but I'm planning a music video for one of the songs. Yeah, so I'm here to decide which one. But I think the one with the best reception will get a music video.
Yeah. Obviously, it's going to be the knees and bend.
It's going to be. Yeah, let's see. And it's going to be
instead
one
of blessing, video. Blessing.
Oh, blessing!
But have you heard the blessing?
Have you heard it?
It's not about, it's a blessing.
For all you know, he said the knees and bend was cool. For all you know.
Open knees and bend.
After my life.
No. I'm just trying to tell you that blessing could also be a camouflage.
I just explained.
I'm just letting you know. So. Do you trust this boy?
Not at all. Okay. If at the least. Not even the least. Not even the least. Stephen Appiah says, this song is fire. Keep it going, young King RC. I'll keep that name in mind. Right. Nice. Kumasi. Why are you laughing? I said, Kaswa Martinez.
But you always have a special way of mentioning it. Do you still come there?
What?
Do you still come there?
Oh, I didn't know that you could stutter.
I don't stutter.
Okay.
Did I? Did I just? No, I didn't.
I had something like that.
No, I wasn't stuttering. I haven't been to Kaswa in a very long time.
Really? Why? Oh, my God.
I even have a property there.
We are missing out.
And you are not scared. You've not gone to visit.
Scared of what?
Azazino.
Scared of what?
Oh.
Did I talk to you?
That Obi Befana.
Obi Amfa.
Have you guys forgotten? One day I was here, and then there was an area be like that. We were having a discussion like this, and someone mentioned that, hey, area, who? And I said, oh, my property is in good hands. And I had to call someone. I don't know if you recall. It was on radio. And I called him. The gentleman didn't even know I was calling. I just called him, and I said, Charlie. I'm like, okay, I'm safe. Me everywhere, I'm safe. I'm well protected.
Oh, my mind day. But your funny face area.
Funny face where chili, chili, chili. If you need washing machines, if you need pressing irons, blenders, kettles, rice cookers, tabletop refrigerators, ceiling or standing fans, gas stoves, gas cookers, please Call 055-220-2854. 055-220-2854. Or visit the website victorelectronicsgh.com. victorelectronicsgh.com. Victor Electronics, your electronics superstore. Thank you to Franco Trading Enterprise. When it comes to Franco Trading Enterprise, I beg your pardon, Franco Trading Enterprise, the whole of Africa, no phone or accessory shop come close. None comes close. What would I mention? None. None come close. Please, visit Franco Trading Enterprise around Adabraka or any of the outlets and get the very best of mobile phones. Betway. Betway says they have 1 million Ghana cedis jackpot. So what are you waiting for? Log in to betway.com.gh today and take your spin. All thanks to Betway. Terms and conditions apply. Haitian Christian University College is set up to provide a missing link in tertiary education through creativity and innovation. Here comes the good news. The university has since 2018 given a sum of over 450,000 Ghana cedis as startup grants. Charlie, a number of their students just to start their businesses. What are you waiting for?
Are they taking master's programs?
Excuse me?
Are they taking master's programs?
Yes, they have master's programs. You can go there as a mature student, 25 years or above. You can go there, go and learn information security, business information technology, nursing. Master's programs are available. Accounting with computing, accounting and finance, psychology. Psycho.
I'm sorry.
When I was doing my first degree, my psychology lecturer, her name was Seke.
Seke.
That was her real name, yeah, Madam Seke.
No, a nickname.
No, her real name.
Seke.
Ah.
The irony of it all. No, like, think about it. Psychology, yeah. And Seke.
Yeah. Nah. I said the first time when we went to school, the first day of her lecture, my name is, and as she mentioned her name, did you guys hear me? And we were all like, no, madam. Then she pulled out the microphone and she said, my name is Seke. And the way she said it, like, it made it more funny. And we all started laughing.
Seke.
And she said, that's my real name. Yeah.
Wow.
Psychology lecturer. Yeah. Maybe she'll be your psychology lecturer at Haitian Christian University College. Please call 0547-777-731, and you can also visit their website www.hcuc.edu.gh. hcuc.edu.gh. On Christmas Day, 25th of December, Kumasi will go gay. Hard.
Martinez, no.
Please, simple and, English.
Andy, please continue.
Thank you. See, Adam Koka says it's a shame, and then he has a meal. Obia Wume says it's a shame.
Any Akase, Kumasi will enjoy or something.
Yeah, Kumasi will go gay.
Oh, we'll turn upside down.
We'll go it gay.
Yeah, but wait, it's English.
My God.
Kwame.
Sometimes in some way. You know, who was I talking to recently, and I mentioned that, oh, yes, unfortunately, he has expired. And when?
I'm sorry, or your milk no expired.
Michelle, there was an Uber driver anyway. Oh, sorry. I just mentioned it. Okay, yeah, Ochi Uber. So what? And the guy just parked. Bozu, Andy. Chan Besa me was saying, yeah, bro, Fubia, we go radio no some
intiasio. This will be expired.
Yeah, and I'm saying, yeah, the other time, Musi, shame, so be a boss. And I'm pushing 40 or Mumpinio. And then, yeah, it's me too. Who's your BIA spy? Bra! I'm going to spy. Why spy? Why spy, I say? Charlie. Okay, so Kumasi will be happy. Is that okay?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I feel like I think of
Nasi. Yes, yes. Kumasi. And did you ever met Kumasi? Logi Entertainment and Rattray Park presents the maiden edition of Event of the Year 2024. This music concert, Event of the Year, will witness the legendary Daddy Lumba, Black Sheriff, Kofi Kinata, Famiye, Kim Paluta, Wendy Shea, and many more performing live on the 25th of December at Rattray Park in Kumasi. Showtime is 7 p.m. sharp. I'm sure Obi Anye di Nanette Nasi.
Guitarist of the Year. Sorry.
Mr. Nanette Nasi.
Nanette Nasi.
Your Royal Majesty.
Yes.
Man of the moment.
Meti Matuasu.
Please.
Meti Matuasu.
Right. And Tiebeko Kumasi, Pacho, if you want to buy tickets, call 050-66-77742. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. You can get tickets right in front of Joy FM. Or dial *714*003*4#. And run. Multimedia Kwafadidiaka. If you hear your name, please. This invitation should be treated with urgency. You are needed here. Morning Initiative Broadcasting Limited. Now the upper member. Grace Homeopathic Clinic. No me with the woman. Liberty Industries, High Links Communications, High Links. Yeah, you go for them. Yeah, who they are? Mumra, mumra. Don Marcus Travel and Tours. Ah, Travel and Tours. Basto School. Please, if you hear your name, who they are? Patch of Brian Force. Who they are? So, listeners. Few days ago, CEO of Ghana Tourism Authority paid me a visit and sat with me for an interview. In an interview, Kwame Dazi Kroye Ebonsam obebusa a question about Kirani Ayad's engagement with the authority. And this was the answer.
So a few years ago, there was a copyright infringement case from a musician called Kirani Ayat when the government used his images without his consent. Now, you came out to say that you had reached an agreement with him. And there was something that you said in the statement that moving forward, Ayat and GTA will collaborate on a number of projects aimed at showcasing Ghana and our beautiful country. I want to ask if there has been any collaboration with him yet.
Okay, so I think, just to put matters in context for us all, we didn't go out there to steal Kirani Ayat's work. I explained it several times. We had a group that we worked with. They wanted access to certain tourist sites and certain information. And we asked them that in return for providing all that, if they could grant us material, because we need a lot of material. We buy materials all the time from people like Yao Pare and all that. And so they said yes, they could. So they gave it to us. When we showed the video, I mean, this is a video that surprisingly we had showed several times. But it just so happens that on the day it was posted on the president's page, and you know, president the other day, once it was posted, then this thing came. So initially I was confused. So I checked with the team and we had an agreement with a company that had given us this thing. But apparently they didn't have the full rights. Apparently they were working with Kriani Ayat's group and as the filmmakers. It doesn't grant them the full rights to the thing, and they gave it to us. So we sat down with Kirani and his team. Initially, it was tough because, you know, once this thing becomes such a big case, people like Sarah Kodia and everybody jumped in without knowing the facts. So we had to state the facts, but we were very willing to engage with him. We did. We reached an agreement and our settlement. And then in that agreement, we said, going forward, we'll work together. So this was somewhere in the middle of the year. So by December, when we're doing our December programming, we reached out to him and his team because he's from Navrongo. And we asked whether they were, because we are even keen and eager to have programs in other parts of the country apart from Accra, Cape Coast, Takoradi, which is dominating the December NGH calendar. And he said they were not ready, and when they are ready, I mean, since then we haven't actually heard from him. So we haven't been able to go the whole 9 yards with him, but we are still keen on working with him. His song was good. The videos that he has, especially the quality of the videos, were very good. But we had to pull it because he said we hadn't gotten the rights. The work that we do, we get into all kinds of trouble. It's not only him. I mean, just after him, a few months later, we had another group. They said they had seen a video at the airport. And it was their thing. We had to sit down, try and come to some settlement. I mean, it's not always monetary. Sometimes we decide to collaborate. Sometimes we even have to commission them to now do the proper thing for us. There have been cases now. We have one who says we've used their pictures for some book and all that. So it keeps coming. But I believe as an industry, I mean, as an authority, if we never make mistakes, then we will not be a human institution. So when it comes, we take it on a stride, we take it on our chin, we engage, and we go. So, Kirani, if you're out there, we will still open to that collaboration because we need for... He's a very good artist. His manager then... Oh, I also forgot the name. He was also a musician. So people like Rocky, Dawuni, and Co all had to come into the matter for us to settle. So... we're keen on that.
This is Hits.
Right, that was CEO of GTA, Mr. Kwesi Ajiman, explaining. However, Kirani Ayat has responded via X. Says, he doesn't answer my manager's calls. Kenyan musician Kirani Ayat has discounted recent claims by Kwesi Ajiman regarding an agreement following their copyright infringement case in 2022. He had accused the government of using portions of his music in tourism promotional video without his consent. Listen, Kirani Ayat on X, after saying that my producer reached out to him that today we would speak with him. Unfortunately, he is not in town. But this is what he sent. He says, all that was said by the GTA boss is a lie. He hasn't reached out to me or my management since the monetary compensation was paid. Matter of fact, we kept reaching out to him and going to his office to discuss the other parts of the agreement to no avail. He ignored all our attempts. It's shameful, actually, that a man like him can come and sit on radio to just lie to the public. That's telling of the kind of leadership we have in our country. Wow. Okay, listeners. Kwame, you asked the question, and Kirani Ayat is saying, although the money has been paid, but the aftermath had been sour. But Kwesi says they are still open, which means even though it's not happened, his office is still open. Or did Kwesi say he has engaged him?
He said he tried reaching out to them, but he couldn't get in touch with them.
With Kirani's okay.
His manager.
His manager.
He said they were not ready. His words. They said they were not ready as of the time. So they could not do the collaborative project.
Okay.
And in Dusty, it's very difficult fighting for Ghanaian creatives. Very, very difficult. I'll give you a background. Prior to the 2020 election, Wolasi came out to say something about the NDC that they had taken his song, One Life, for a documentary. The whole media supported him to help him fight for his right. You see, intellectual property is one thing that we all need to learn about. And for a long time, we say that that is one of the ways the creative can also get something for their survival. But how do we see our copyright issues and IP laws in this country? Most people don't even know which of the laws they are breaking because they don't know anything about IP laws. So me, anytime there is a copyright infringement case, I want us to use that as an example to educate others. So when the issue came up in Wallace's case, the media wrote about it. It was discussed here on radio, on TV, everywhere. Then at a time when Wallace was supposed to come to the same platform he used to bash the NDC to tell us, give us an update about what has happened, he didn't do that. Anytime I spoke to his manager, Moko Kwaji, he would say, oh, we are in a meeting with the NDC. We are in the meeting. I would speak to Rex Omar, Baba Sadiq. Oh, we are in a meeting. Till now, they are in a meeting. But it was Wallace who brought the issue to social media. It was on X. Everybody saw it. And the way he couched the whole message, it appeared he was really pained by the NDC using his One Life without his consent. So if you had gone into maybe an agreement, a meeting, or maybe they had given you some money, why don't you come back to the same platform to tell your listeners or your audience? He didn't do that. As of now, we don't know what became of that matter. Fast forward to 2022, September, when Kirani Ayat came on the same platform X to complain about his works being used by government for tourism promotion. He complained. The same media supported him. Now later, he came to tell us that, oh, they had gone into an agreement without telling us details of the agreement. To me, if we really want to educate people about the need to learn about copyright laws and to drum home the importance of respecting people's copyright laws, we need to use some of these situations as examples and lessons. So when he went in there with all the people, your management, Rocky Dawuni, and then they gave you some amount of money, you could have come out to tell us, oh, I was given this amount of money. And apart from that, they said they will collaborate with me. I personally went on X. I called him out, and he was angry because to him, he didn't see why he should come and tell us the amount of money that was paid to him.
Mm.
But I had grapevine information that the money wasn't that big. So I wanted him to come and confirm. He didn't do that. I thought as a government institution, which is supposed to be one of the biggest in the creative economy, if a situation like this came up, it was right for them to teach people out there something so that if an ordinary person also flouted any IP law, we know how to deal with it. They will know, oh, government agency, crampo yeah, you know, tuesikasi. But if you go, you know, sit in a meeting and then you give the gentleman maybe a paltry sum of money and then cool him down with some collaboration and it never happens, then it means we're not even respecting our copyright laws in this country. If a whole institution by government is not, you know, paying heed to what the IP laws say, then I think it's a problem. So I asked that question 3 days ago because I wanted to know what had become of this whole Kirani Ayat issue. And yes, Akwesi Hajiman told us that. He reached out and they said they were not ready. Now Ayat is telling us a different story, that they've not reached out at all. His manager has tried calling and they're not responding. So who do we believe now? Who is telling us the truth now? To me, this is an affront to our intellectual property in this country. And if the artists themselves do not, you know, see this as a serious issue, so that they will just come up almost every time to complain, and the moment they are called into some small meeting, they just go to bed, then what should we do to help them? Similarly, usually you see artists, oh, Gamru, Entia Mekada, or Mami Sikada. Then the moment they make the noise, they call them into a meeting. They give them money, they keep quiet.
Mm.
So I see this as a worry.
Isn't
because
that what they were looking for?
What?
The money.
The money, but you come on social media on a public platform to complain about something, to me, you owe the people that follow you a certain social contract. To me,
accountability.
Accountability.
Okay.
Because if you come, let's say, on radio, on your X page or Facebook page to complain, and then when you go in there, when they call you and they give you money, you don't come back to tell us, oh, I've taken money. It was this amount.
So yours is that they should have taken us, the general public, through it
so that others will learn from it. Others will also, you know, take some lessons from that. I believe that the moment you come out to give updates, it tells people we're making some progress with this whole copyright issue. Other than that, we always have people, especially, you know, those who are supposed to know the laws, always come out to flout the laws and then they just go scot-free.
Okay.
What's next? Where can be a...
It's a bit difficult because when you read what Ayat posted and you also listen to what GTA Boss said, you become somewhat confused. But I think Ayat was a bit harsh using the lie and the kind of description he gave the CEO. It's not proper. I mean, you could have explain his side or tell his story devoid of those harsh words. But the most important thing is that he's been settled. And it's as a result of the efforts everyone played by raising concern, like Kwame said. And so what Kwame is calling out right now is valid. That at the end of the day, you've gotten what you're looking for or some kind of compensation. You don't come out to update the public so we know we fought a good fight, or the support or the core has yielded a good result. It's very important the artists also understand it from that angle. But if you don't let us know, or if you don't appreciate, and then later you come out to put up such words. Yes, we defended Ayat when the issue came up, but to me, I think this wouldn't have been a big issue or a worrying if he had used, for me, polite approach or polite words. Like the GTA boss said, they also tried their best. They couldn't reach out. And then he's also saying his team also reached out, but their efforts went futile, meaning that there wasn't an appropriate grounds for them to meet. But he said they are still ready to work with him. So he can still push, and then maybe the timing wasn't proper. But once he came on Monday and he was emphatic that they are still open to discuss and then still collaborate, I think Ayat shouldn't have come up with that harsh post. After listening to what he said, he should have tried from there. And if it still becomes a failure, then he can come out and complain. But you immediately attack him by saying what he said is a lie and such people leading us and all of that. It is not nice because whichever way you've been settled, so you don't need to come out with words or come out with stories.
He's not been fully settled.
That was an agreement.
Yes, and he said they are still open for discussion. So
and even if that is saying out. That he's yes. been reaching out.
That is before. But the man came here this week and he was emphatic that they are still open. So I think he should have make that move before
he had tried umpteenth times. And they didn't succeed with that.
I understand.
So maybe he was tired. Maybe he had lost hope in the whole process.
But at least you've gotten response now from the show within this week.
What response?
Because
what the man said.
Because Kusajima was here saying that
do we honestly think that if Kwame Dazi hadn't asked that question, we would have been like
he wouldn't have
exactly.
But he himself didn't come out to update. So
okay. He didn't come out to update. That's fine. But at the end of the day,
please continue.
At the end of the day, our CEO said something, okay, and then he came out to say that it is not the case, it is wrong, or I don't want to use the word lies, but then in his own words,
matter of fact, that's what he said.
Yes, he was lying. Okay, so who are we? Because we don't know how many times he plays the calls. We don't know how many times he has hounded them. I think probably he's been omitting, or he's been keeping, not, he's not keeping us in the loop because he hasn't heard anything from them. Do you get me? So if we've gotten into an agreement and you've not produced your end of the bargain totally, because of course he's gotten some compensation, you've not kept your end of the bargain totally, and then you come on a media platform and then you say something else. As an artist, I get where he's coming from. I would be frustrated too. Okay, I would be frustrated because it's like, okay, I'm here trying to call you to, you know, make things right, and you are saying that what was his words? They are not serious.
All be lying.
He said all be lying. Who's
the words? Yes.
He said they were not ready.
They
at
were
that
not
time.
Ready. That's yeah. Then at the if time. And if they then if they've been calling you and now you're saying that they are not ready. I don't know the real, like, of course everybody is bringing out their own stories. I don't know who is telling the truth and who is telling the lie. Because the day, I wish Kerani Ayat, we could get him on the phone, yeah, or something. Because the day called them and they said, okay, I am not ready at this moment. Or they didn't get them at all. They've not spoken to them at all.
And at what point in time?
Yes.
Are they ready?
Uh-huh. Because when it comes to the transparency, I would rather commend Kerani Ayat. Because I think when the whole situation happened, he came here. And we even know the amount of money that was awarded him.
Oh, you know?
Yes, he came here.
He said it right here on the show?
Yeah, he came here and said it right here on the show.
Okay, because it wasn't like, public. It was, I asked him about it. He didn't mention.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard it was in the millions or 100,000.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
If I stand corrected,
that's,
please.
That's good. That's
I stand
good.
Corrected. But I think he came here right after the situation.
Awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. Andy, do you remember?
I think he mentioned,
do you remember
the
Kerani Ayat came here?
Yes, he came.
Yeah.
But I don't think he mentioned exactly.
Are you sure?
No.
Well, because I remember it was hefty.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember.
Glory,
you know,
be to
well,
the
to,
most
according
high
to me.
He didn't.
According to me, I remember. According to me, like, well, maybe I'm not really recalling right, but I know he was very vocal. And after even the settlement, he came out to say that okay, I went and we've spoken about it and everything. So I mean, that's somewhat transparency.
Okay,
you get me. So honestly, I don't know what the way forward is from here. Are they going to sit down again? Has he bent bridges? I mean, has he? I don't know. Like, what do we do from
how
here?
How about if you call me names and expect me to still do business with you?
Exactly my point, because I feel like he bent the bridges. I think the
let's
2 years,
flip the coin.
2-3 years ago.
You also promised that you see to it that things are rightly done. His manager is calling.
Okay, at the end of the day, whoever has the upper hand is the one that will enjoy the benefits. Okay.
Okay. Adam. Sorry, Prof.
Adam the guitarist.
Why do you call him the guitarist?
Oh, he was playing a guitar this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I was playing.
Wow, multi-talented.
What was the key?
Amponsa rhythm.
Oden debe yampuma mpa, oden debe yampuma nyamponsa.
No, it's, I mean,
it's my boss C-sharp.
We will be honoring a Jaco Nimo at this year's Rhythms on the Runway on 30th November. So, I mean, in the spirit of that, you know, Jaco Nimo is known for his
Ampoma rhythms.
I mean, genius guitar playing. I mean, so I decided to, I mean, emulate his I mean, dexterity and ingenuity when it comes to kindly visit my page and watch me show
watch
my,
me Watch me.
Show my guitar playing.
Mommy
does
even.
So, I think the key was.
No,
I think it was. Break hits. Let's continue with the program.
We are talking about Kirani Ayat.
No, it's time. I've taken it. Let's continue with the program. A short one.
I think that.
Listeners, I mean, creative. The show is probably brought to you by Franco Trading Enterprise. Betway,
Mr. Dost,
with a mafia.
I like your shirt.
Thank you very much. I like yours too. Still, your mic is off. They didn't hear what you said anyway.
Already nice or palm body and flowers.
Hey,
you.
Kwame, that's very unfair. Please apologize.
I apologize. Very, very unfair.
That's what
I didn't think about it.
You apologize straight away.
Adam, please shoot.
Yeah, I want, in as much as it is somebody's word against the other, I think that Kirani could have made his point without any, I mean, invectives. You know, it should have been just straight away. My manager has been calling. My manager has been calling. He's not picking. I mean, it's quite good, because at the end of the day, you've been calling. You still want to, I mean, see something happen. So we need to, I mean, do that, because. Mr. Kwesi Ajuman sat here, and in how he spoke, if you analyze the way he spoke, I mean, it was in a very good spirit. And it's possible that he's missed your call. I mean, looking at his role and other things, did they make other efforts? I mean, they know the office, certainly, because they've met and other things. There are times that people have, somebody will miss your call, especially somebody in that capacity. You know his office. They could easily go there to also show that, yeah, we are also serious. We want to make it happen. So, you call. You know the office. This is a public office.
Because I mean, but you need an appointment sometimes. We both of us know that sometimes you could go to someone's office and then the secretary will say, since you don't have an appointment, you are not going to be able to see. You wait for hours and hours.
That office is not like that. I mean, it also shows a certain commitment. I mean, at times, it also shows a certain commitment that, okay, my call has not been answered. I'll go there. Go there. They should refuse you. You understand? And I also want to, I mean, I wish Mr. Kwesi Ajuman is here today to clarify what he made, the point he made us against this, because they are saying they are calling, you are not picking. And he also saying that he's also trying to reach out to that point, to them, and it's not happening. So, which is which? You see, this is something, this is the you and I were not there kind of thing, because yesterday, Tick called me. He called.
TikTok.
Yeah. But prior to that, he had called this my phone. I mean, earlier my phone, this used to carry two SIMs. So I have all the two SIMs there. You see, the missed call, three missed calls. So when I picked it on this phone, he said, my other phone, I know they use them again. I said, I didn't use them. Just that.
Adam, use the mic. Use the mic.
Just that.
You're not only talking to Kwan.
Just that. I've changed the SIM, and this SIM picks just phone picks just one SIM. So at times I leave this phone at home.
In this case, you have three numbers.
No, two. I leave this at home or put it in my bag. So if you call the Airtel, most of the times I may miss you. So when it comes to missing, of course, a lot of things can lead to somebody missing your call. And if somebody is not picking up, It could be either intentional or not intentional.
But Adam, I think with this missing of calls, sometimes some diligence can be applied. Wait.
The circumstance at times matter.
But what happens later on? Can't you call back?
Yeah, returning a call.
That's returning a call. It's beautiful. Look, there was a gentleman that called me. I was there. Each time he sends messages, I would either be driving or in a meeting.
Mm.
And so I will read it and will note that, okay, let me respond. Once I park, or if I get out of here, I'll call him. One thing leads to the other, and I forget.
The guy called me one day. He said he needed someone. He needed Sarkodie's number of somebody. Mm. And the way the guy spoke to me, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? I have called you, I've sent you messages, you've read it. Sometimes, I'm like, oh, Charlie, boss, would you? No. Allow me. No, if you have anything to say, you would have said it long ago. Well, kasa, I am. Said, okay, thank you very much. We are not sending me voice notes. Ting, ting, ting. I'm blocking the book.
No, but what? Don't you think he was a bit also frustrated?
Yes, he was. That's what I'm saying. That it would have been better on my part to at least tell him that I cannot do it.
Uh-huh.
That alone would have made him a little bit.
He's certain now that you cannot.
That's right. Yeah. If we are me oh wow, won't arrange me.
Medi jollof.
Hey, you've been paying pie.
Are you speaking to Mr. Dusty?
I beg your pardon?
Are you speaking to Mr. Dusty? You know, so I think that also on the part of Mr. Ajay.
Yo, satisfy everybody.
I've said that the Kirani's team could have further gone there after the calls failed.
Whose team?
Also on part of Mr. on the part of Mr. Ajemai, if he had also seen their missed call, or he's seen their calls and he's not returned them, or he's not responded to them, and he's saying today that yesterday that he's tried to Monday that he's tried to reach out to them and it's not he's not getting to them, and I think that is unfortunate,
right?
Because I mean, there should something a promise should be taken seriously.
*281#. *281#. I'm giving away 1,000 Ghana cedis. And I make 1,000. Me di chobi. Ni ba baku 1,000. Minche ni pa minu biya. 1,000. Adam, today is your time. Today is your day.
See ya.
No, today is your day.
No, that's
it. It is possible. You can win.
Hey.
Yeah, it's very possible.
Continue.
You man of little faith.
Charlie, when I met you a lot, I asked you, "Oma Sandy, Missika, bring me no."
Drama, little kids be Oma the venture to so ventures. That's a little so
little ventures. I mean,
okay. Dinner that's one.
What was the big deal?
Yeah.
Okay. Nigerian rapper Fino is speaking. He says marriage kills the career of artists. Sorry?
Mm-hmm. He says what?
Marriage.
Kills?
It kills the career of artists.
Okay.
For me, I think he has a very good point.
Is there a research?
Of course, yes. Show that. No, because, Kwame, the ladies can love you. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And once they find out you're married, you can lose them.
Okay, so that's where your angle you're coming from. I mean, you remember
what Teddy Riley? Did you listen to the? Were you here
when
I interviewed Teddy? Teddy said he had cautioned Kitty not to get married.
Mm-hmm.
You remember? You mentioned it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? When he came here?
Yeah, I mean, no, Kitty has a lover boy persona.
It could be same reason.
He says once you get married
mm-hmm.
or you get engaged, you lose a lot of your following, especially the ladies.
Hmm.
I believe him.
You believe him?
Mm-hmm.
That is one side.
I beg to differ.
Sarkodie is doing well.
I also beg to differ because
it's from
Idris Elba has and Chris Hemsworth, they've been sex symbols. The tall guy. Yes. They've been sex
symbols. Did you see Alba as a sex symbol?
Yes.
Yeah. At some point, it was the most romantic.
Not even most romantic. They are sex symbols. Yeah, they've been sex symbols for the...
Eden can answer.
How can I believe they've been sex symbols for a very long time. I mean, when Idris was single, he was a sex symbol. When he got married, he was still a sex symbol, but they still respected the fact that he was married to Sabrina. Okay.
Let's not switch for a minute. This is what the Alabama crooner is saying. He says music is he described music as a jealous and tasking career, emphasizing that juggling marriage or any other career with it is incredibly difficult. He says, check everybody. Statistically, I feel so. Most celebrities' careers crash when they get married. Music basically is a jealous career. That's why people drop out of high school to face music. The ones that have to juggle the two, you have to give them kudos because it's not easy. Sometimes some people get to a certain fame level and rush back to school and come back to continue from where they stopped because you have to actually face one. Music is tasking. It takes all your time. Another thing about music is that it is what you pass through that you put into its life experiences, except if you use songwriters. But if you write your songs, you can't be talking about happiness when you've got a girlfriend that's stressing you. He has a point. And he says Stone Boy is doing well because of what?
But I didn't mention Stone Boy. It was
I was mentioning some people who are married and still doing well.
Listen, you mentioned Stone Boy.
It depends on what you can take as an individual and that type of partner you have. I have seen Stone Boy on countless occasions go to shows with his wife. You understand? And probably that dynamic works for them. I don't know if Sarkodie takes his wife to every single... I haven't seen...
Okay, let me confess. I invited Sarkodie to perform on my stage. I hosted the Ghana DJ Awards. This is about 4 or 3 years ago, and I invited Sark, and he came with his wife.
Yes, so you see, it depends on the partner the person decides to get married to. The person understands your job. The person knows that, from this time to this time, he's in the studio working. So there's that kind of trust between both of you that, okay, he's in the studio working. Unless you decide that when you are in the studio, you are doing other things, or the person has cause to doubt you, that's when the issues come up. Do you understand me? I feel like if you have an understanding partner, it's easy for you to juggle it. Okay, if you end up being with someone who likes attention like me, it may not work.
What kind of attention do you need? For example, Kwame does.
Listen.
No. Let me pick a musician who may
mention me.
Who may be very busy. You need attention. Let's say.
That's why I didn't marry a musician.
No. I'm giving an example.
Tomboy.
Oh my God.
Sarkodie.
Okay.
Sark.
Uh-huh.
And you say you need attention.
Mm-hmm.
He is busily traveling.
Exactly.
Today he's in Spain. The next day he's in Sakumono. 2 days later, he's in Burkina Faso.
Exactly.
The next week, he's in
Mexico. Exactly my point. Such a person, you could even travel with him, but he would not be giving you attention because he has to prepare to go on stage. Do you understand? And sometimes it means...
But what kind of attention do you need?
That's what I'm trying to say, that I... My type of... That type of attention
That's what I'm asking. Which kind of attention do you need?
That's between me and whoever I am with.
Ah! Your husband is going on stage with Kramaika and Brabeki Simeon's.
You see, and that's not even what I am talking about.
No, that's
what,
no, I'm thinking.
You are assuming. You're probably assuming.
I'm also speaking from experience. You
okay. Okay, so you had someone.
I'm not saying
okay.
That.
Okay, so what is your experience
Why are you
then?
Running?
What is your experience then? So I'm just trying to say that there are some people or there are some couple who can take it. Okay, they can take it. They reach an agreement that, okay, I'm an artist. I know my husband is an artist. So however I can support, I am going to support. And however I'm going to step back, I'm also going to step back. Dibanj, Stoneboy, Sarkodie, not to say that they are not Ochame Kwame. Not to say that they don't have issues in their marriages. I mean,
Keche Andrew.
Every marriage has its issues. But from what I see, they are still going strong. Right,
Kwame,
so
I don't like the look on your face.
And it also, like we've always.
But I have to say this. Speaking about the whole Ted Riley Kiddy type of thing, Kiddy has a persona of being a lover boy. Okay, his
wait.
His brand,
especially for someone whose girlfriend is also a singer, and you.
His brand is all about the ladies loving him. Okay, his brand is all about the ladies loving him. So if he ends up getting married, he might break some hearts. But I don't think he's going to lose it. His girlfriend. Don't we know who he's dating? Relax. We all know.
But is it true?
Andy.
About what?
Andy. Is he really dating her?
Kwame, Mr. Kambi, I also say question. Why?
But you've interrogated them so many times on this show.
Is it true that he's really dating her?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You too.
C-section.
C-section.
That was just a rumor.
And it does. I saw a video yesterday of Kim Promise on stage and some. Was it Kim Promise?
No, I don't think so, because I've seen the face.
Is somebody?
Yeah. It hasn't looked
like. What are we talking about?
Osenu.
What is that name talking about?
Okay, it's not Kim Promise, please. A video of a musician on stage with some ladies trying to grope, like.
Yeah. I've seen it so many times.
His ding dong. And
Raga and Iyanya. I've seen their shows where women try to grab their phalluses.
Yes. So imagine, Andy Dusty.
Yeah,
Andy Dusty.
Oh, but this is an old video.
Imagine.
I've seen this video.
Imagine if this person is married.
Oh, but Peter of P Square kissed an audience member.
That's what I'm saying.
And he was married at that time. He said he got permission from his wife.
But how many women would have that kind of patience and heart and understanding?
Women day.
Exactly.
And he does have got stories for this.
Like a personal story, I'm interested.
Ochame Kwame has a song called Hello Mommy.
What is saying?
When we were shooting the video that night, Obo had recorded Konkontiba. He had just finished recording and he joined us on the set. When we were shooting the video, Nanama McBrown directed the video. And McBrown kept telling Kwame, Sonny too. Like, she was...
Understanding partner.
That's no, asking him,
saying.
Telling him what to do.
So that's what we are
saying. Kwame, found some fun. And you know, Chame, you know, trying to be all gentle. And, you know. Then, McBrown used the megaphone and shouted, cut. Kwame, don't spoil the thing. I am saying... And Kwame had to hold the lady...
Are you talking about tax?
This reminds me.
Do you understand? For someone like that, who knows or understands the business, things will be easier. Freddie Mayway, right here in this room, when I interviewed him, he said when he's at home, he's for his wife. But when he's on the stage, it's for all the ladies.
All the girl them.
And his wife understands. These were his words.
The understanding is key.
Yeah. Back in the day when I used to act, okay, my love interest in a particular series,
when I was in love with you.
My love interest in a particular series I was in, boss's wife on set, and we had a kissing scene. The wife was like, do it, why?
So he kissed you?
Yes.
And he kissed you?
Yes, please.
Oh, it was real?
It was real.
Deep, wow. Technique.
Yes, deep, we kissed.
Deep one.
So somebody's husband kissed you?
Yes.
Deep. Wow, you kissed someone's husband?
Yes.
You sinned against the law.
It was just an act.
It was like, and the woman was there.
Okay. It's the act.
Yes, I kissed
somebody. You kiss somebody's husband.
Yes,
on set,
and
on
he kissed
set.
You back.
I'm also seeing a video of there's this actor called Aaron
Adachi
kissing someone's wife.
He's
married.
Andy, go this way.
Wow. No.
Let me finish it.
Is Aaron married?
Aaron is married.
I'm not sure he's married.
No, he's not married.
That's it.
He's not married. But he has a girlfriend.
Yeah, and a child. Andy, I'm just. I just wish we had any figures to show this one because
he said statistically.
From where?
That's his point.
Where is it?
No,
he didn't quote it. You can easily say
where
statistically.
A lot of statistics.
From where? You need to quote your source. You can't just say statistically.
We have pockets of examples that we can cite.
Thank you.
There are examples we can cite, but as to whether those who face challenges in their marriages outweigh those who don't, I don't know. But I know for sure that in this creative industry, a lot of the people have issues with their marriages, and usually they don't even end up well, even in the gospel music industry. Mm-hmm. Even in the gospel music industry.
I love you.
And when you take the gospel music artist, the female artist.
They're the gospel artist. Especially the ones that say, I love you.
Andy, there are a lot of them. And mostly, if you follow their stories, some of them are because, okay, somebody traveled to maybe Europe or a different country, and the husband or the other partner heard the other one was having an affair with somebody else. You see, we've had issues about some of them being insecure because they think, oh, if my partner goes out there and he or she's seen...
Why are they being insecure? Maybe to the artist or whoever it is has been able to show them the, some character traits. Yes, that shows that you are not trustworthy. You are not trustworthy.
So it comes back
and
to what?
We are putting this all on the artist too. Mm-hmm. Maybe the other partner, because the artist has gone out to shoot whatever or be in the studio for hours. What is he or she also doing behind his back or her back?
So we can't discount what Fino is saying totally.
Mm-hmm.
There is some truth in there. Mm-hmm. But what I am not so sure about is the numbers. If we can generalize,
I think he
that.
Was generalizing
exactly because just as we have said, it depends on the individuals involved in the relationship or the marriage. So we can't say that if you want to have a very good music career, don't marry, because others have married and they're still having good music careers. So Charlie, it's an individual thing.
Mm.
You see, we have what we call underlying factors. Certain sicknesses which has a certain underlying factor.
True.
So at times the career can become an underlying factor to even making the artist cheat. And that thing will become like a red flag for your lady, especially a situation watch you on some occasions. She then becomes very uncomfortable when you are taking certain career decisions. So she will become like a stumbling block. Okay. And it may eventually lead to the collapse of the marriage, because I'm not sure the artist will be ready to, sacrifice the career on the altar of the, at the expense of, sacrifice his career at the expense of the marriage. So certainly, he or she will project the career ahead of the marriage. And it depends on,
I mean, the kind of relationship you are into, the partners, both of you, how you are, because every marriage is different from the other.
Exactly.
I mean, the circumstances, I mean, the persona of those, the couples, are different. So find a way it works for you and do it.
Right.
Don't basically, I mean, be hoodwinked by the fact that getting into marriage will make you not be successful.
Okay.
You need to be, I mean, circumspect about the things you do in and outside the marriage as well.
Right. Adam, I'm grateful. Let me speak with my winner, Awonto. Awonto is my special winner for today. Awonto, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Andy.
Is it Awonto Pochi?
Yeah, the Pochi one.
Hey! Is this the first time you are winning my money?
Yeah, this is the first time because you prayed someone who has not been.
Oh, Chale, God is using me.
It's true. It's
God
true,
is really true. Using me because I mentioned that today I'm speaking to someone who has never won it and that person will win. Chale?
Yeah.
Abem, how much did you win?
I win 1,000 Ghana cedis.
Hey.
How much did you stake?
For gospel fact, I take only one. That's 5 cedis.
5 cedis?
Yeah.
Hey, Charlie, 5 cedis.
Cedis. You know something?
No, tell me.
I am very, very sick and in need of money.
Oh.
So the time you were praying that someone is going to, I was praying that let it be me because I don't have anything for meditation.
Oh. Charlie.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you.
And you know, you are one of the prophets in Ghana.
Amen.
We elect you.
Obiama, not even Ajogezi, no prophet. Dale, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Keep trying, eh? You will win more and more.
I'll try.
Righty. All right, that'll be all. What else? Oh, you want to say something?
I posted on this dancing video yesterday. I nearly got into some Wahala.
Adam said he posted me.
Why?
And,
I saw it. What happened?
Girl, be so. Was it my journey again?
No.
But you can't do that. You don't do that.
Should
you can't
I read,
even do that.
Should I read what he said?
What do you mean you're a video, sir?
Andy.
I'll be the Asajj again.
I see.
I am more watch me in Yampon. What do you have that? Listeners, this is where we end the show.
Hey, I've seen it.
What?
Tell us somebody's crushing on you, man!
Ooh.
Oh.
I'm a boy.
And Nancy, no, Onim said you are old. Onim said you are old. No, sorry. Onim
said. Listeners, this is where we end the show. Thank you all very much for listening. I really enjoyed today's program. I'm very sure you have enjoyed it too. Special thanks to Franco Trading Enterprise. Nana Kwesi says, the people and things that are important to you is what you prioritize. Your family must be part of your busy schedule regardless of how understanding they are of your work. If you claim they are that important to you, don't abuse the understanding in the man of work. Okay. Thank you. My name is Andy. We shall meet again same time tomorrow for yet another interesting edition. Tomorrow, I'm speaking with the Honorable Minister of Tourism, Arts and Culture, the Deputy Minister, Mark Okekumante, will be my special guest tomorrow. You're not going to miss that. Special thanks to Adam. Thanks to Kwame Dadzi, Ria, and Martinez. Mr. Agla is up next with Music Box. Have a wonderful day. Namaste.
It's FA 103.9.
Hello, Odo. Wake up, oh. Now we've got places to be. Bronya, wait here. Mini wow. Missy, Bronya, 30.
Yebeko Stadium. E a show movies. Ako cooking classes. Ako skiing. Udia tubo. Oh my baby, don't laugh. Go TV ama be biye simple. Football o, movies o, series o, open cartoon scrap. Go TV will be brave. Enjoy unmatched entertainment with your entire family. Upgrade to Super Plus on Star 759 Ash and make Christmas unforgettable. Go TV, love it.
As the 2024 general elections draws near, your entertainment station, Hits 103.9 FM, brings you something different.
Starting on the 11th of November, Hits 103.9 FM will bring you the midday news from Joy 99.7 FM,
followed by 10 minutes of solid entertainment news.
Yes, from the north, east, west and south, we'll bring you the best in mainline news.
And entertainment news. Hits 103.9 FM means absolute entertainment.